Hey, Reagan, what's with the crazy getup? You look rather encumbered today.
Oh, this isn't a cummerbund. It's just a plain old belt.
I'm referring to your plethora of fashion accessories. Where are you headed?
To a Constitution party.
To celebrate...
all the rights and benefits our Constitution provides us. Thought I'd bring along a few visual aids.
A few? You look like a one-man something or other.
I may be merely one solitary citizen of these United States of America, but I'm allowed to do all these things at once if I want to.
I hardly think the Constitution is telling you to do all these...
Take these for instance. First Amendment, freedom of speech, freedom of religion, the right to assemble, the right
Okay, 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 I get it. If the freedom of religion section is anything like some long-winded preachers I know, I can imagine how many pages that part takes up. But just demonstrating and talking isn't going to make change happen.
That's why we vote. 15th Amendment. Anyone of any race has the right to vote.
But I'm a girl.
Women's rights to vote? The 19th.
The only problem with voting is you vote for things and then they don't work.
Like the 18th Amendment?
Prohibition, right?
Repealed by the 21st.
I see. Well, too bad we can't repeal some of the people we vote into office. They get up there and live like kings forever.
Well, some of them may live like kings, but the fact is they aren't kings. And even the president can't be the prez forever. Articles 1 through 5 and the 12th, 17th, 20th, 22nd, and 26th Amendments all put limits on our leaders, their pay, and their terms.
Guess the writers of the Constitution saw the pitfalls of power pretty clearly.
Right? Which is also why our Constitution provides for these three branches of government, all ingeniously designed to keep the power of government perfectly balanced.
Which is more than I can say for you. Have you been drinking?
Of course not. I'm not 21 yet.
That would be a crime in this state, according to...
states' rights, the 10th. But even if I did commit a crime, the 5th, 6th, 7th, and 8th Amendments say I would be entitled to due process of the law. A speedy and public trial by a jury of my peers. Want to sit in? And trial in the same state where I committed the crime. California, here I come. Without cruel and unusual punishment.
Okay, listening to you sing is cruel and unusual punishment, especially in that funky hat. Let me see what you... what are you hiding under there anyway?
Hey now, watch it. The Fourth Amendment says I am free from unreasonable searches. And if you don't appreciate my Golden State tonsils, you're free not to listen.
Whew, some freedoms are more precious than others.
In fact, our Constitution says you're free to do just about anything that doesn't harm another. Worship where you want, live where you like. You're free to own and carry guns, work wherever you want, for the pay you want.
Pay income taxes whether I want to or not.
Oh, yeah. 16th Amendment, not my favorite.
Me either. Hope taxes don't keep going up. Pretty soon we'll be giving away everything we earned.
Nope. Constitution says we can't have that. Slavery was abolished with the 13th Amendment.
Oh, gee, look at the time. You're going to be late for your, party.
So, you don't think it'll be any fun, huh?
Well, if just one piece of legislature is this big, the Constitution holding all the freedoms and rights you're talking about must take up an entire wing of the National Archives Museum. Boring. Who has time to read that?
You do, young lady.
Huh? Whoa.
You all have time to read it. Amazingly, everything this young man talked about and more is written in this one little booklet. Your founding fathers were...
genius!
If I do say so myself.